With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Student loan debts are now due.
The U.S. Education Department will begin involuntary collection next month on federal student loans that are in default. This will impact millions of borrowers who have not made payments on their federal student loans for more than 9 months. Borrowers will have to restart those payments on May 5th or risk wage garnishment from their paychecks. This marks the end to a long period of leniency that began during the COVID-19 pandemic when President Donald Trump paused federal student loan payments and interest accrual. President Joe Biden extended the pause until it expired in October of last year. And after court stopped Biden's attempts at broad student loan forgiveness, borrowers' obligations are coming due.
Also at SRNNews.com, the White House has shared text of a letter President Trump sent to House Speaker Mike Johnson regarding military attacks on Houthi rebels. Bernie Bennett has details.
On Tuesday, the White House published the text of President Donald Trump's letter to Speaker of the House Mike Johnson and President pro tempore of the Senate Chuck Grassley, stating that he ordered the Department of Defense to move additional forces equipped for combat into the Middle East and commence large-scale strikes in Houthi-controlled areas of Yemen. The White House order, sent March 28th to Johnson and Grassley, suggested a significant escalation in the region amid persistent attacks on U.S. forces and commercial vessels in the Red Sea. In the letter, the administration outlined developments in Yemen and the broader Middle East, citing an urgent need to respond to what the president described as piratical aggressions by Houthis and ongoing threats to U.S. troops and maritime navigation. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio unveils a massive overhaul of the State Department. The plans revealed Tuesday would reduce staff in the U.S. by 15%. A Utah man's accused of chasing down a Tesla. Authorities say Oscar Fayani tried to ram the vehicle off I-80 and even waited for it after the driver got off the interstate and then got back on. Witnesses say they saw Fayani trying to run the Tesla off the road. This is SRN News. Churches across the land are preparing to baptize America.
It all started with a coalition of congregations in California that started trying to increase the number of baptisms they were performing. Now the campaign is going nationwide with Baptize America set for June 8th, which is Pentecost Sunday. If all goes according to plan, hundreds of churches will baptize thousands of people that day, establishing the largest synchronized day of water baptism in world history. Details can be found at baptize.org. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal court has ruled against a Republican lawmaker from Maine who sued the state's Democrat House Speaker after being censored for a social media post about a guy competing against women in sports. Representative Laurel Libby posted about a high school boy who won a girls' track competition. The House Speaker, Ryan Fecteau, accused Libby of violating the state's legislative ethics code. This is SRN News. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer recommends Andrew Cuomo for criminal prosecution.
House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer of Kentucky announced on Monday that he was recommending to Attorney General Pam Bondi former Governor Andrew Cuomo be considered for criminal prosecution, specifically that he be charged with making false statements to Congress. A press release from the chairman's office emphasizes how Comer made a recommendation about material aspects of New York's COVID-19 nursing home disaster last October to Bondi's predecessor, then Attorney General Merrick Garland, though the Biden-Harris Department of Justice refused to act. The criminal referral comes as Cuomo's looking to make a return to politics. After months of speculation, he announced on March 1st that he is running for mayor of New York City. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Pope Francis' body is lying in state in a private chapel at the Vatican. It comes as public viewing begins Wednesday at St. Peter's Basilica. The Vatican announced that the funeral will be held on Saturday. More details at srnnews.com.